Welcome to Get Ofri, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got a great show tonight. Do you want to live like in a more harmonious light, more in sync with the earth and the universe? Well, if that's a concern to you and you'd like to be more in sync and more in tune, if you will, this podcast is going to tell you how. We have Pia Orlean with us and Colin Smith and Lockmar, and they're going to talk about their brand new book, Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness. Now, this is some very interesting energy. It's brand new. The book is out today. We're recording this on November 6th. You can get it everywhere, and they also have a calendar that goes with it. So if you need a 2019 calendar, the best calendar you could get is one that's going to map out for you in clear language the days, the different energy of the day, so that you can plan your life and you can be more harmonious and you can live in sync with the earth and the universe. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But as you know, I always ask, the real question is, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Minute Money Book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. Find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn, and you can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living. And again, that's from my website, MoniqueChapman.com. Excuse me. Everything in the universe is organized around the movement of energy, and energy is alive, conscious, and intelligent. It knows how to move and where to go for its most efficient application. Also, folks, energy is non-linear. Pia Orlean, PhD, and Colin Bard Smith are co-creators of the revolutionary Pleiadian Earth Energy Calendar and co-authors of Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness, Conversations with Lockmar, a Pleiadian's View of the New Reality, and Remembering Who We Are, Lockmar's Guidance on Healing the Human Condition. Trained in archaeology and anthropology, Cohen is an empathic intuitive. He has been assessing parallel realms of love and light since childhood. Former practicing psychologist and author of the Nautilus Gold Award-winning book, Sacred Retreat, Using Natural Cycles to Recharge Your Life. Pia is a respected intuitive and astrologer. Now, there's 2 sites that you can check these folks out at. The first one is lockmar.com, and that is LAARKMAA.com. And the second one is PiaOrlean.com, PiaOrlean.com. Welcome back, Pia and Colin.
Thank you. It's a delightful opportunity to be able to catch up and be on your show again.
Thank you for having us again. We really appreciate spending time with you.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciate spending time with you because you always provide such profound information for our audience. You know, you're not woo-woo and you're not, you know, selling something just for the sake of, you know, getting out there. You're truly helping mankind, and I appreciate the light that both of you share with the world.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you guys work with Lokmar and the Pleiadians. For those who do not know, could you explain who they are?
This is a collective of energies who base themselves in the Pleiades, and they explained to us when they first unexpectedly started speaking with us that they are a group of six of one and one of six.
Which means that they are a collective of six, but they are also six individual beings that work together in a unity consciousness, like a family. And they work with us to help humanity understand things that humanity has had trouble with for eons.
Why is the time now that they feel this information needs to be shared with humanity?
Well, the Earth and all of humanity are going through an ascension process that has not occurred before. We've had many, many cycles and patterns in our human experience over the thousands of years we've been here, but we've never had the opportunity to be able to move in absolute energetic harmony with the Earth as the Earth makes her own ascension and moves into a new form. And Lokmar is here to help humans evolve to be in harmony if they choose to do so.
Thank you, Pia. And I also want to add to what Pia just said. What's happening in the universe is also unprecedented. There are energies coming to Earth that have never been available to humanity before, which is giving humanity the ability to evolve and grow at an exponential rate that we've never experienced. So these friends, these visitors are here to help us in this evolutionary process.
Okay, so if they're here and they're helping us to move past, can we expect a huge change in what's going on, especially in the United States and I guess even all over the world, with the political structure and people just not being so different, being so hateful?
I think we're already in the process of change. It's not that we can expect it to come. It's that it's happening already. And those of us who are listening to your show or participating with Energies of Love and Light are seeing the separation between those who want to keep the status quo and those who are moving on to a more evolved form every day.
There are more people waking up every day in an unprecedented amount that's never happened before. People are realizing that politics, borders, war, poverty, all of these things that humanity has either developed on our own or have happened to us are no longer sustainable or good for us. And I think at this point, we need a lot of help. And so these beings, these energies, are here to help us get through these new challenges.
And yes, to be more direct about your question, yes, I think we can see some very big differences coming, and it might be not today, but it's probably going to be tomorrow, meaning that it's happening so fast that we're beginning to see political structures shift and change, religions are making changes.
All the financial institutions are changing, if not actually crumbling.
So it appears right now that things are falling apart, and Lokmar tells us that they're falling apart because the old structures have to die away before the new ones can be fully in place. And so it seems very, very chaotic. But chaos is the birth point of all change. So it's really a good thing.
Okay, so it's following along the energy of destroying something in order to create something new and possibly better?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, your book, Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness, it's a little bit different from the other work that you've been doing. What is the basic premise of this work?
Well, you opened your show today with a quote straight out of the book about energy has intelligence and that energy knows where to go. People are waking up more and more to the conscious aspects of energy and recognizing that it's a powerful thing that we have to work with. But what most people don't realize is that we ourselves as humans are also energy. So the premise of the book is to take the cycles of energy that we participate here in human form and the cycles of energy that are cosmic cycles and put them together in a way that we can look at each other and say, oh, I see, you're working from this energetic expression. Or, oh, this day holds such and such energy. This is a good day to travel, or this is a day to do this or that. So the whole idea of the book is to bring people more into a conscious awareness of how to use energy rather than just understanding that it's intelligent and moves.
And another premise of the book is to help humanity understand that time is a human construct. Mm-hmm. It's not a universal cosmic process or organized situation. What the book really is about, including what Pia just explained, is that we're trying to help people understand that astrology can be seen through energy, not time itself.
You know, the Pleiadians have been trying, Monique, for thousands of years to help humanity understand that we can base our lives on energy rather than time. Mm-hmm. The elders of the Mayan people now will eagerly tell you that they got the information for the Mayan calendar from a group of star beings that they call Pleiadians. They didn't say that for a long time, but now the elders are saying it's okay to release the information to others so that they know that. So even the Mayan calendar was based on cycles of energy that the Pleiadians gave them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Our information is coming from a more modern, updated understanding of the same cycles and patterns. 13 universal energies and 20 earth energies that come together in spirals of activity that we can work with to have more co-creative abilities in our own lives.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about those universal energies and earth energies a little bit later. But before we do that, you know, I've always told people that, you know, I can do limited astrology. Like, I'm a sun sign astrology person. I know the sun signs, and I can equate the sun, you know, aspects and the moon, and that's about it. Every time I attempt astrology, and I'm still attempting it, it's like getting a headache. Okay, it's just painful for me. And I don't know why, it just doesn't stick in my head, but you know, I keep at it, you know, especially at my age. They say if you learn a new language, you know, you keep the brain going. So for me, it's a new language. But your book is so much different. So could you explain to folks your system? Can you explain to folks how your system is so much different from Vedic or even Chinese and Western astrology systems?
Yeah.
Well, the first and most important point to understand is that all of these other systems divide the astrological sky into 12 portions. There's 12 houses, there's 12 signs, there's 12 of everything, pretty much like the way life on Earth is divided into 12 hours in a day and 12 hours in a night, and 12 months in a year, 12 eggs in a dozen. Everything's based on the unit of 12. The Pleiadians use each of the universal energies not just as a number, but they also have a meaning. For instance, the number 12 is about understanding. So if you have all 12 aspects in a Western or Vedic astrology system, you have real understanding of the system because you have all 12 pieces there. But they're missing what we consider the most important component, and that's the energy of 13. 13 is an energy that has been
ignored,
dismissed, made to be superstitious. It's been literally kicked out of our culture. And 13 is the energy of integration. So no matter how much we try to study things and understand them, if we don't integrate them into our true operation of who we are and how we live our lives, we're not really fully utilizing an astrological system. The other thing that's different about this particular system is that although it does use a moment of entry into Earth, your birth point, that is marked in time, other than that, everything is based on energy characteristics that you carry because you come into a certain port of entry into Earth that is based upon understanding more deeply two energy types. One energy type of the Earth energy that you were born into, and one energy type of the cosmic energy or universal energy that you brought with you to understand. Each individual, each person has those two energies, and they're different for everybody.
Uh-huh. Even each day has its own energy, which will be different than any other day energy.
And each relationship, a husband and a wife, a girlfriend and her friend, everybody, even in relationships, there are energetic patterns that are made up of one universal energy and one Earth energy. It helps define who we are.
Okay, go ahead, Colin, then I'll ask my question.
Well, I was just going to say, in those relationships, because relationship is all about what we as humans on this planet are all about, it is all relationships. It doesn't have to just be a day energy or a marriage of two people. It could be business partners. It could be a girlfriend and another girlfriend. It could be any kind of relationship will have an energy that either works easily with harmony or doesn't work so easily without harmony.
The other thing that's really different about our system, Monique, is that this system has a predictive factor where you can predict when your cycles of evolutionary opportunity come about. They're called shadow cycles. Cullen's laughing.
Go ahead, Piet.
He's laughing because evolutionary opportunity could be defined, in other words, as your challenges. Mm-hmm. But you can predict when they're coming up. There is a once or twice a year, there is a collective shadow cycle that all of humanity goes through where we have the opportunity to do things differently. There's also individual cycles that we all go through, and those happen every about 60 days. And when they happen, it feels like we're having a string of bad hair days. But if you look at it, oh, this is going to be my shadow cycle, and you predict it, and you know what the theme is of what you're working through, it helps you grow and evolve. And instead of just saying, why is this happening to me? All of a sudden you go, wow, look at those patterns I'm beginning to see. And we actually can evolve from it.
And that's why I was laughing. I was going to bring up the idea of bad hair days.
Mm-hmm.
Pia and I have been using this system for some years.
Over a decade.
And we've been developing it until we got it to the point where we felt we could actually write the book and help other people with it. And we're very familiar with Western astrology, Vedic astrology, Chinese astrology, and we know all astrology are tools to help us. We respect that and we like that. But what we've discovered through this system is that it's absolutely accurate when we look retrospectively back at certain days or certain relationships, we are amazed at how absolutely accurate it is.
And you don't have to know angles, and you don't have to know about progressions and transits and all those technical things that you were talking about that are so easy to get lost in. You just look at the two and mark them on your calendar, and it's easy to navigate your day.
Okay, so let's give folks an example. I've got, you know, they gifted me with their beautiful calendar, folks. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you don't even want to pay attention to the astrology aspect at all, you will love this calendar. It's absolutely gorgeous, and I am very happy and proud to hang it up on my wall as a point of contact for keeping that time for those in my family who are still on linear time, even though I'm not. But let's look at January 1st, 2019, okay? And in that, it says Gregorian, and I just want to let the folks who can't see it know what it is. And then there's something with Scorpio and fullness, the number 9, and then it says universal, and then it says breathing. So if we were to look at January 1st, how could we interpret that into what you were just talking about?
Well, let's just go through them one at one. You look at the first thing that you see. What is the first thing that catches your eye?
For me, it was like a tie between the 9 and the 1, actually the 9 first and then the 1.
Okay. So January 1st, you find out what the energy is, and it's going to be a 9, which is a universal energy, which means harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So you automatically that you're starting the new year in 2019 with having harmony as your starting point, which is a really, really auspicious thing for the year. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that catches your eyes, the universal energy. I think that's actually what catches most people's eyes is the universal energy, what starts it right there. Mm-hmm. The next thing you're seeing, I'm going to ignore the stars for the moment, mm-hmm. the breathing tells you what the earth energy is. Now, when you read the book or you can look at the brief abbreviation in the back of the calendar, either place it will tell you that breathing energy is about changeability, being unpredictable, unexpected things. It correlates with the Western energy of Uranus, where everything is changeable and you don't know what to expect, what to predict. So you can also say, okay, this year is starting out with breathing energy on this day. Doesn't mean the whole year will be that way, but it's a good indication that a lot of that energy will permeate the entire year. Then the two stars that you're looking at are the positions of where Venus is. Venus moves every 9 months, just like the period it takes to create a child, from one position of governance over this planet to another. Venus is the star or the planet. It's a planet, but we call it a star, that is connected to Earth in terms of duality, because Venus is both the morning star and the evening star. And in her rotation between a full cycle of morning star to evening star and back again, she goes through different places in the sky, and she's in the astronomical position of Scorpio in the sky as we come into the new year. So we can look into the book in a little more deeply, but I won't right now, about what that brings in. Scorpio brings, specifically, just to be brief, it brings in uncovering secrets, uncovering darkness, being able to penetrate more deeply into the mystery. So that's where Venus is as we start the new year. And then the other thing that you saw is the brief phases where Venus goes through different cycles within a period of time that are more transitory, meaning, okay, this phase for a week or two will have this particular energy, or this phase will have that particular energy. So all of that's there for you, and there's a reference at the back of the calendar that will tell you what each of these things means. You can interpret them. What are they connected to? How do they play out, so to speak?
Okay.
And, of course, it's more deep in the book.
Yeah, of course. So when you're looking at this and what you describe of January 1st is going to be a very intriguing day, auspicious, but also a day to maybe plant seeds for change and, you know, grow them, you know, to fruition. How does that interact with the person's personal birthday, or does it?
It does, because each of us carries a certain energy also. Being, and you'll see this on the back of the calendar too, being is an energy that comes from the east. So it's an energy that's very much being energy comes from the east, but we're looking at breathing energy, which you're coming into. So being is the energy that just ended the last year, and now we're moving into breathing energy, which is in the north, which is the direction of challenge and change. Now, each person is going to have an energy that is from the north, south, east, or west. So let's just say, I don't know your birthday, Monique, but let's just say that you are
July 15th,
somebody. I'd have to look up the year to give you the whole thing. You might not want to do that right now.
No, I don't want to do that.
Let's just pretend that you're a breathing energy. So if you are breathing energy also, then you're going to feel like this day is very much in alignment with what feels familiar to you, because you carry an energy that is similar. There are five energies that are in that northern direction of breathing energy. And so you'll feel like, oh, this day feels familiar, comfortable, almost even empowering. I can get done what I need to do. Somebody else who comes from a southern energy, like planting energy is a southern energy. Someone who comes from the south may feel like this energy is hard. Today is really challenging. And so maybe I should not do things except things that are easy for me to do today, not learn how to speak a new language today or sign a contract today or something like that. So you can look at each own energies and see how they relate to the day energy on the calendar.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's a lot to incorporate, but once you have the frame of reference of what to look up, you don't have to remember all this. You can just look it up and you can flow with it, and it becomes quite easy.
Okay, so in Appendix C in the back of the book, you have the ephemeris from 75 to 2030. So if I were to look up my birth information, I would need before 1975. So how would I figure that out utilizing your system?
There is an ephemeris that is also online that there's a link to in the book.
There wasn't enough space in the book in order to do a complete listing. We wanted to do it from 1900 to 2100. Okay. And the publisher made it quite clear that the book would be so big, it would be just unwieldy. So they suggested that they do
1975
to 2030.
Right. But
there is a link in the book so that you can go online and you can look up your own birth date.
Okay, and then you can move forward from there. Well, this is so exciting, and it seems to be so much easier to digest on an energetic level, at least for me, than other astrology forms. Audience, we're speaking with Pia Orlean and Cullen Bard-Smith, and they channel Lakmar. And the book we're talking about today is Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness. It just dropped today, which is November 6th of this recording. And, you know, it's available everywhere. You can find it on Lakmar.com, and that's LaarkMaa.com. And you can also find it at PiaOrlean.com. That's PiaOrlean.com. Now, Pia and Cullen, in your book, you talk about, and we mentioned it earlier, you talk about the universal energies, and there's 13 of them, and then you talk about the 20 earth energies. Could we delve a little bit further into those to give a further understanding to our audience?
Sure. We'll spend a little more time on the universal energies because I think that's a good place for anybody to start. These are the cosmic energies that are true for the whole universe. And they, although they're not linear, they do build upon each other in a very organized and logical way that makes sense. The energy one is about initiation, new beginnings. This, once you have initiation, is one point. It divides into two, and the energy two is about duality. Mm-hmm. Duality is, according to the Pleiadians, we have it all wrong in this whole section of the book about duality, because we see duality as conflicts and opposites and competition, and duality is really intended to expand us and help us see other perspectives. So we're misusing the two energy of duality, which means that quite frequently, any day that has a two in it feels very challenging for us. Three is the energy of creating, and then that comes next as foundation. Once you create, you can build a foundation to stand on, which is four. And then five is the energy of change. So once you have your foundation, you don't want to get stuck. You want to be able to move it when necessary. So five comes in to help you change. Six helps you flow with whatever's coming in your life. Seven is the energy of merging, which is bringing worlds together, bringing people together. It's a very mystical energy. Eight is the energy of connecting. And if you take an eight and turn it on its side, you'll see the infinity symbol, which is a great symbol for connection. Nine, we already mentioned, is the universal energy of harmony, being able to harmonize your environment. By the time you get to 10, if you've worked with these other nine energies, 10 can be a very positive energy of manifestation. If you're ignoring what the energies are telling you to do on the other nine, 10 can be a very challenging energy and a very challenging day. But it's an opportunity to say, look, we can manifest at this level if we're working with the other nine. After 10 comes illuminating, because at this point you begin to shine light into all aspects of the true reality. And once you shine light in, you reach 12, which is the understanding, which we also talked about briefly earlier. And then you reach 13, which is a completing energy or integrating. Completing means that now you can start the cycle of cosmic energies again, and that's what allows us to spiral to the next level of consciousness.
Okay. And then the earth energies, just a brief overview.
Brief energies, the earth energies are not building one upon each other, so they are numbered in the book, but they're not They don't build on each other like the universal energies are. You can pull out, for instance, the energy that's numbered number 16. That's the energy of intuiting. And what it means simply is that you have a deeper psychic sense. You're more, your intuition is really high, and you are here to learn how to work with that. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who carries that energy is intuitive, but it means that they came here to learn more about how to work with that energy. So I'll just read through them real quickly, and you can stop me on any you'd like further description.
Okay.
Being, which is just simply being. Breathing, which you already discussed. Listening, which takes us into listening to each other, listening to the universe, listening to our own hearts. Planting, which is where we plant new seeds and new ideas. Moving, which is a very volatile energy to get us going, fire us up, get us to do things, get over it if we need to. Transcending, which is an energy of moving forward also, but in a way that we rise above old patterns and bring out new things.
Uh-huh.
Remembering, which is about remembering, awakening to who we really are and remembering the truth of the universe. Loving, which is about discovering what unconditional love really is. Feeling, which is about, and Lartma distinguishes between our natural feeling state, which is love, joy, trust, compassion, bliss, happiness, and the emotional state, jealousy, anger, grief, the uncomfortable things. Mm-hmm. Those they call emotions. Feelings are to help us remember our natural feeling state and not dwell upon the emotions, because the emotions are only signposts to help us rebalance ourselves when we're out of harmony. Devoting is an energy of looking at what you're loyal to. Illuminating is, again, the same as it is in an 11. It's shining the light where it needs to go.
Uh-huh.
Choosing is the most important energies, because the power of choice is what we as humans have as our greatest gift.
Right.
Exploring is just about what it says. It's exploring whatever you want to explore. Healing is an important energy, because healing helps us to remember our own gifts and talents so that we can heal ourselves. Seeing is about expanding our vision. Intuiting, we talked about. Evolving is about shaking things up and moving to the next level. Self-regulating is about coming back to the core of ourselves and our essence when we're unbalanced, bringing us back into alignment with who we really are again.
Mm-hmm.
Catalyzing is about using our energy in a positive way to bring about changes in ourselves and around us in our environment. And enlightening is about bringing higher vibrational perspectives into everything that we do. So those are the 20 earth energies, and each one of them has a low and a high road that a person can take.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who is completely asleep and unawake can be any of those energies and manifesting all the negative aspects that could be available. For instance, being devoted to a bad partner who's abusive, that's an inappropriate use of devoting energy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas being devoted to your own growth and your own awareness and helping the world would be a positive use of devoting energy. So each of those has a high road and a low road, and as you learn to work with them, you can move upward and upward and upward in each spiral of frequency as you evolve.
Okay. How long does it take, Colin, to wrap your mind around this system and integrate it into your daily life?
Well, it doesn't really take a huge amount of time. Reading through the book and familiarizing yourself with these new revolutionary concepts actually happens pretty easily for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason, Monique, why we decided to do the companion calendar at the same time, so that people can use the calendar as a reference point visually to go along with the information in the text of the book. So actually, compared to normal astrology, as we talked earlier tonight or today, about having to remember all of the techniques, all of the different elements, you don't have to do that with this system. It's actually much easier to accommodate.
You can just look at the day on the calendar and see what the energy is, and then flip back and say, what does that mean to me? And
uh-huh.
You can use the book to look up your own energy and say, oh, how do I relate to
this? How does this fit? How does my energy fit with this day? Or how does my energy fit with this person? It's actually quite a simple system once people get involved with it.
It just seems unwieldy because it's new.
It's different.
It's different and it's new. People are used to looking up their sun signs, and that's it, because that's what we've learned. But this is just as easy. In fact, it's really easier once you just have a reference point of where to look up what you want to know.
It's a different language in astrology, and we think actually it's a simpler language. So I think people generally will have a pretty easy and good time learning how to use this system.
Well, you know, it seems to me that it's actually pretty straightforward. I mean, once you understand the universal energies and earth energies and where you are at within all of that, it seems to be pretty straightforward. And as I was looking at the calendar and going through the book, I felt that this would be a perfect spiritual tool for each morning to get up and take a look at, to kind of see where you're at, you know, like a check-in with yourself, a grounding, if you will, and then that will help you set the tone for your day so that when something that you would consider unpleasant is facing you, you can deal with it differently than you may have not having this information. And then, of course, anything that you consider to be positive is going to be even more glorious because you're really embracing the energy. So is that kind of the right way to look at this?
That is really well said. That is exactly what we're trying to get humanity to understand. That is a perfect example of how this system can help people more easily flow with more grace and more ease through their day, in their relationships, with the world, with people, and with the cosmos. The way you just explained that, Monique, is perfect.
So it's just a reset point and an inspiration at the same time when you get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, yay, because we can definitely use those, you know, no matter what you're doing in the world today. It's important to kind of reset and then also move forward. Now, how can we step away from scheduling our lives through the calendars and the clocks? You know, we just had the time change. You know, I'm in California. We still go backwards, at least until we have the election, and then who knows what's going to happen. But how can we step away from that linear time and embrace the non-linear?
Well, to organize our lives in accordance with the rest of the world who is still on the Gregorian calendar system, the best thing to do is to look at your calendar, the one that we've just designed, and look at the energy of the day and schedule according to the energy. But we still have to schedule, so you can flip open and go, okay, let's just look at Christmas time, for instance. I want to do something. I want to plan a party. I want to do it around Christmas time. When's a good time? So if I pick December the 19th, I look and I go, well, that day's feeling energy, so a lot of people might be emotional around the holidays. Maybe that's not a good day for a party. And then I look over and I go, oh, look at this day. This is illuminating, and it's an 11 in the cosmic energy. That means bringing in a lot of light, which is what we're supposed to be doing in this lifetime. Wouldn't that be a great day for a holiday party? And so you use your Gregorian calendar to mark, okay, the 21st of December, it's an 11-11 energy. We're going to plan a party that day. So you're starting to live with the energy, but you're actually picking Gregorian dates with the use of the energy, so it's combining them together.
And this works for almost anything in our human lives. Looking at travel days.
Figuring out a good day to stay at home and work on projects at home.
Or if you're going to plan a trip and you're going to fly, looking at days that are the most positive energetically for movement. So it can be used for almost any kind of figuring what is the best day to do this, what is the worst day to do that, how can we make it easier on ourselves.
And ideally, Monique, the more people who begin to schedule their lives that way, the more attuned they'll become to the energy, and then the Gregorian can just drop away because people will automatically sense this is not the right energy to be doing that, or this is the perfect energy to be doing this, and more synchronistic things will occur, and we won't need scheduling at all eventually.
Everybody wakes up thinking, gosh, I'd just like to stay home today. I don't really want to go to work, or I am so energized, I can hardly wait to get to work. Mm-hmm. And people can feel it even before they would look at this new system. They would have an intuition about this. If they combine that personal intuition with actually looking at the days, the energy of the day, their own energy, the energy of work, they can actually look at it and say, wow, this makes more sense to me. This is more filled with grace and flow.
Okay. So does your system incorporate or even pay attention to things like retrograde? Like right now in the Western system, Venus is retrograde until the 16th. And then Mercury's going to go retrograde, November 16th? So we're kind of in a period of interesting energetic times. Does your system pay attention to this at all?
Well,
is it necessary?
I really value that in Western astrology because it's directly aligned with real sky planetary influences on Earth, and I think that's important to knowing what's happening in our world. But our system is more aligned with the cycles and patterns of shadow for our evolution, no matter whether it's in a retrograde period or a direct period, because the shadow cycles that we have individually and collectively are our windows of opportunity to evolve. Mm-hmm. And what I know about retrogrades is, okay, if you're in a Uranus retrograde, Uranus is all about change. And if you're in a retrograde with Uranus, you're going to be saying, nothing I'm trying to do to change is working, and you're going to be frustrated. Mm-hmm. Whereas if that were a shadow cycle period and you were looking at it, you'd go, why is this not working? Where's the pattern that I need to break? So I think the shadow cycles that our system offers really give more keys to how to change your life than simply noting, okay, it's Mercury retrograde, I'm not going to travel this week, or I'm not going to try to communicate this week. I think it offers more ways of dealing with evolving and transcending beyond the limitations of our sky interactions.
Okay, understood. Now, how does your system relate to the Mayan calendar, and how did the Palladians help you, bring all of this information together?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. The Mayan calendar is essentially the same cycles and patterns that this system is, only we have a more modern languaging and more explanations of how to work with the energy. The Mayans wrote things down on their calendar in their way of cuneiform writing, and they had symbols for showing this day is good for this day is good for that, but they didn't really go into the depth of the energetic aspects of it. Uh-huh. We now, in the process of trying to become more conscious humans, are asking for more on our evolutionary journey. So Pleiadians have given us more energy to work with, more depth of understanding.
But there is a direct connection between the wisdom of the Mayan calendar and this system that we have been organizing. The Mayan calendar was always about energy, not time. So many anthropologists, so many archaeologists believed that the Mayan calendar was just another calendrical system about time. And it was never about time, and that's why when 2012 rolled around, everybody was expecting the end of the world because they thought, because they were taught, that it was about timing. It was never about timing. It was only about energy.
And the second part of your question, how did this come about? We've been working with the Pleiadians for over a decade now, and the way it came about is they kept nudging us, you need to look at energy more, you need to understand this, and they'd drop little tidbits in and tell us this and tell us that, and we'd have a conversation going, why did this happen, and why is that happening, and they would explain the energy to us, and then they started showing us different things, and we went, oh, we get it, and we sort of put the system together with their guidance and their help, and they actually participated in writing this third book. There are chapters in there where they explain the cosmic energies and how they work and how we can move beyond in our own evolution. So it came about directly through working with LARCMA.
Something that interests me is that humanity has been stuck in time for such a long time. The Gregorian calendar was introduced in 1582. All of a sudden, natural timing simply disappeared. Before the Gregorian calendar was invented, we relied on day and night We relied on seasonal change. We relied on natural occurrences to help us understand what people would call timing. But it wasn't timing. It was the movement of energy. And so from 1582, when Pope Gregory decided that that was going to be the new rule, we became enslaved and imprisoned in time. And then almost 100 years after that, when the first mechanical clock was invented, I believe it was 1658 or somewhere around there, we got doubly locked into time. And that changed. Those two occurrences changed everything about how humans related to nature.
Mm-hmm. So this new system brings us back into harmony, not only with nature on our planet, but nature in terms of the whole cosmos.
Right. The whole cosmos, all the galaxies. I think I read someplace in your book something about 80% of the galaxies, at least the galaxies that we know about, are actually operating in spiral energy as opposed to like a circular energy or anything like a straight line.
That's great.
Yes,
they're not linear at all.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess it's about time the humans caught up with the rest of the universe. Okay.
Well, I think what you just said is absolutely right. We've been working against the natural flow of energies for a very long time. And by actually using and living within natural and specific energetic understanding, our lives will change. The whole world will change. And so that's why this new system for us is so important.
There's one more thing that's interesting about this too, Monique. Mm-hmm. We measure everything on Earth with our calendar and our clocks clockwise. That's the way we rotate our lives. Cosmic energies and the spirals of the universe do not move in a clockwise direction. They move counterclockwise. So we're actually working against ourselves because this artificial system is working against the natural flow of the universe. And that, I think, is pretty interesting.
You know, interesting, because I just I was working with someone with Reiki the other day, and you know, one of the symbols, and you do use the counterclockwise spiral in that, and it seems to be so counterintuitive as what we learn to accept these days, but it's truly I think counterclockwise is going back to the truth, back to the core, if you will.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the more that humanity understands this and realizes that we've been working against that, the more we will flow, and the more
we'll be aligned with the true reality instead of this illusion that we're living in.
And that will help us evolve in an enormous way.
Okay. Well, we've had a great conversation, but I want to switch gears for a moment and talk about what's on the website. Now, Colleen, why don't you tell us about LAKMA.com, LAARKMAA.com. What are we going to find there?
Well, you're going to find lots of interesting things. It talks about what we do, the books that we've written with their help, the archives of international live calls that we've been doing year after year after year. We have MP3 downloads from many years archived. The services that we do, there are personal synchronizations available with LAKMA, where they synchronize their energy with an individual and actually have a conversation, which is extremely empowering and extremely wonderful. People just have wonderful stories about how they interact with LAKMA. There are blogs that are on the website. Lots of things that we're involved with show up on our website.
Okay. And Pia, PiaOrlean.com?
Yes. Well, that one also has a blog that's ongoing things with a lot of cosmic information on it. Articles that I have written go up on the Pia Orlean And we have a lot of international articles on both of our websites, but there's articles that are written that people can reference to go back for information. There's information about actually being able to get a Pleiadian Earth Energy chart. I do charts for people personally where I answer things about their children's potentials, their relationship, their own individual energy, their shadow cycles. And I also do intuitive readings. So all of those things are there. And then plus, views and books are listed on that site.
Okay. Folks, check them out. And that's Pia Orlene, P-I-A-O-R-L-E-N. e.com, and of course Lakma, LAARKMAA.com. Okay, you guys, it's been great spending time with you today. What is the uniting message, if you will, of the book? What is it that's most important for people to understand about the work that you've brought for us, this wonderful work, actually?
That we need to break out of all of our old patterns of linear thinking and competitive actions and judging one another, and move more into flow by understanding that each of us is energy. Each day is energy, and each moment gives us an opportunity to choose consciously how to engage with the energy that we are, with the energy that others are, and with the energies that the universe brings us.
I think also the understanding of unity. I think unity consciousness is the only way we as humans on this planet are finally going to get along with each other. Uh-huh. And this book and this system are really designed to help everyone understand that we're here together on purpose, and we're here to help one another. And so unity, I think, is probably the most important concept of the book.
Okay, very well said. Well, folks, we've been speaking with Pia Orlene and Colin Smith and their book, Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness, in their calendar that goes along with the book. Go out there and get it. If you invest in this and you take the time to learn the system, your life will be enhanced greatly. So Pia and Colin, thank you very much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Monique.
Thank you, Monique. We really appreciate spending time with you and talking about these extremely important matters.
I'm going to add one thing that we forgot to mention on the larkma.com website. The place for people to find the calendar if they would like to order one is under the book section on the Larkma site.
Okay. So, folks, go out there and get it. And to the audience, I thank you for being with us and learning through this experience as we collectively get over it and discover a way of new astrology. I think it's absolutely fabulous. Now, if you're looking to switch gears with your life and make things a bit better, call me for an intuitive consultation. Those that are 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of learning a new astrology system. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.